do you think about that hatchet job somebody did on you on Vanity Fair at the end of the race?
Sleazy. He's a really dishonest reporter. And one of our guys talked to him, and he said he wouldn't do any of it. But I haven't read it, but the guy told me there's five or six just blatant lies in there. But he's a real slimy guy.
Yeah, it's all over cable news.
It's totally slimy. Just blow it off.
But he's married to Dee Dee Myers.
Yeah, but he, that's all right. He's still a scumbag.
I grew up in Hope, too.
Thank you.
Hope, North Dakota.
Let me tell you, he's one of the guys, he's one of the guys that propagated all those lies about Whitewater for Kenneth Starr. He's just a dishonest guy. He can't help it. And the editor of Esquire sent us an email yesterday. He said it was the single sleaziest piece of journalism he'd seen in decades. He said he said it made him want to go take a shower to read it, and he was embarrassed to be a journalist when he read it. You notice he didn't use a single name. He didn't cite any source in all those things.
That's what I hear.
It's just slimy.
Thank you. I'm a veteran.
It's part of the national media's attempt to nail Hillary for Obama. It's just the most biased press coverage of modern history. It's just it's another way of helping Obama. You know, they didn't do any studies, but they had all these people standing up in his church cheering, calling Hillary a white racist, and he didn't do anything about it. The first day he said, because that's what they do. He gets other people to slam her. So then they saw the movie and they thought, oh, this is a great ad for John McCain. Maybe I'll quit the church. This is all politics. It's all about the bias of the media for Obama. Don't think anything about it. But I'm telling you, all it's doing is driving her supporters further and further away because they know exactly what it is. This has been the most rigged press coverage in modern history, and the guy ought to be ashamed of himself. But he has no shame. It isn't the first dishonest piece he took about me or her.
He's got my vote from day one.
Anytime you read a story which slams a public figure with anonymous quotes, it ought to make the bells go off in your head. Anytime somebody uses those things, he wrote the story in his head in advance, and he just goes around and tries to find some coward to say whatever they want to say, hoping they get some benefit out of it. It didn't bother me. It shouldn't bother you.
Well, I'm telling you.
That guy can't help him. He still hasn't apologized to me for Whitewater. Or her.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.